Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamed Tes, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Heichi Dami Macha. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uvashivya. So yesterday we began a new Mishnah that discussed the idea of a Chazaka Shaloi Befanov, and a macha shaloi b'fanav. And what emerged is that there seems to have been a machloikis tanoim, certainly a discussion amongst the Amoron, whether if somebody is machzik in somebody else's field, and the ma'arer was away at the time that this person was machzik in his field, and he was maicha, is that macha considered a macha? Is that macha not considered a macha? Now, if that macha is considered a macha, then if he's not moicha for 3 years, the chazaka would be a chazaka as well. If that macha is not considered a macha, then if he's not moicha, the chazaka of the machzik would not be considered a chazaka. Either way, we went into it with many of the Rashbams and the Tosfos and very much in yesterday's daf. Today's daf is a continuation of this discussion. Says the Gemara, Heichi Dami Macha. What is the definition of a macha? Now, if you take a look at the Rashbam, four lines from the bottom, Zok the Heiliger Rashbam, a macha shaloi befan of koi. The question of the Gemara, Heichi Dami Macha, is talking specifically about a macha shaloi befan of. So we're presupposing that a macha shaloi befan of have your macha. And the question is, what is the nusach of that macha? Amar Rav Zvid. So Rav Zvid said the following, plan your gazlonohu lo yhave macha. If the ma'arer would say, quote, ploini, who happens to be machzik in his field right now, is a gazlan. If those are the only words he says, plan your gazlanahu, that in and of itself is not a macha. Plan your gazlanahu. If, however, the person would say the following, ployini is a gazlan, the nokut lot la roi begazlanusa, because he is stealing my field right now. He's parking himself. He's squatting in my field. Ulamocha tavanale bedina, and oh, by the way, tomorrow I'm going to take him to court. Have your macha, that already would constitute a macha. So if a person simply says, Planya gazlona hava, that in and of itself is not a macha. If he says planya gazlona hu, then nokut la la roi begazlanu, so ulamacha tavano le bedina, that already is a macha. The Rashbam says, why is it that planya gazlona hu is not a macha? Because if all you say is planya gazlona, then essentially all you're saying is that Pliny is a bad guy. Maybe you're just trying to, on some level, ruin his reputation. You're being poiging him on some level. But you didn't say that the fact that he's in your field right now is the reason he's a gazlan, and that it's really your field, so that he should be on notice and he should know to leave. Meaning that in and of itself is not macha. In order for it to be macha, you would have to be a little bit more expressive. Plan your gazlanohu. So you're explaining why he's in Gazlan. It's because he is in my field. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow I'm even going to be Tevei him Bedin. It's only then it's going to be considered a Macha. We're not going to go through all the Rashbams today, but the Tap Rashbam, Adaf Lama Tessa Madalev, brings a Machloikis amongst the earlier Rishonim. He brings an opinion from Rabbeinu Hanano and another opinion from the Ribar Yakar, who was Rashi's Rebbe, that discuss whether the last line, Ulamacha Tavano Labedino, is that Ma'akiv or is that not Ma'akiv? Meaning, Plan your gazlono is not a macha. Plan your gazlono. The nokut lo la roi be gazlanusa. Ulamacha tavano le bedina. Have a macha. What if it's in between? What if he says, plan your gazlono. The nokut lo la roi be gazlanusa. But he doesn't add the words, ulamacha tavano le bedina. From the resh of Reb Zvid, it sounds like it would be considered a macha. From the seif of Reb Zvid, it sounds a little bit like it wouldn't be considered a macha. So that's something that the Rishonim talked about. Ayin Sham and the Rashbam, says the Gemara. What would be if somebody was moicha, shaloi b'fanav, and he told the people that he was being moicha in front of, that I'm being moicha, but I don't want you to go tell the machzik that I was moicha. So he protests, but he says at the same time, I don't want you to give over this information. Would that be considered a macha shaloi b'fanav, or would it not be considered a macha shaloi b'fanav? I'm Rav Zvid. So Rav Zvid heard the shaila. He said, I'm not exactly sure what the shaila is. How come aloi tamerle? If the person specifically told these chever, don't go and repeat what it is I'm saying, so obviously it's not a macha. If he said mefurish loi tamerle, so they're not going to repeat it, presumably, and if that's the case, the macho will never arrive at the doorstep of the machzik. So how could it be considered a macho? Rapapa heard the shaila and he said, I disagree. I hold that there may be another way you can interpret what the Ma'ara meant when he said loitem rulei. What he meant to say maybe was, l'didei loitem rulei. I don't want you to be the one that tells the machzik. I'm not telling you not to tell anybody. If you want, you can tell somebody else and let that somebody else tell the machzik. Being the chavra isle, it's for that reason it would be considered a macha. In other words, when a person says loitem rulei, does it mean don't tell anybody? That's where Zvid held. Or maybe it just means don't tell the machzik, but you could tell someone else who's going to tell the machzik. That's where Abba held. The nafkamina is it a macha or is it not going to be considered a macha? What would be if somebody made a macha shalei b'fanav, he did it in front of people, and the people that he did it in front of told the moicha, we are not going to repeat this. Meaning, we're not going to tell the machzik. Rav Zvid, l'shitasei said, haka amrulei lo yamrinalei. What's the shayla? Of course it's not a macha. If they said specifically that they're not going to tell the machzik, so clearly it's not going to be considered a macha. Rapapa said no. There's another way to interpret it. It could be what they meant when they said lo yamrinalei is that l'didei lo yamrinalei. We're not going to tell the machzik directly. Ablachrini amrilei. We may tell it to other people. And being the chavra isle, therefore it is considered a macha. So it's literally six of one, half a dozen of another. It's the flip side of the same coin. Same exact case, really. In the first scenario, it's the ma'arer that says, don't tell him. In the second case, the people that heard the error said, we will not tell him. The question is, don't tell him, we will not tell him means, don't tell the machzik, we will not tell the machzik, but maybe we'll tell somebody else. Or does it mean we won't utter a word about it? The nafkamina is it a macha or is it not a macha? Amaluhu, a third scenario, what would be if the ma'arer told the people that he was moich in front of loy tepek l'chu shusa? He said, don't utter a word about it. Now this is a little bit different than the previous case. In the previous case, what did he say? Loy temrule. So there, Papa said, maybe loy temrule means you shouldn't be the one that tells the machzik. You could tell somebody else that's going to tell the machzik. Chavra chavra isle. But over here, he said, don't say one word about it. Here Rav Zvid said, if he said don't say a word, that means don't say a word. And there's no rapapa that's chaylik here, because here he said specifically, and that's already non-negotiable. What would be in the reverse, where this person made a machash alay b'fanav, he did it in front of people, and then the people themselves said, we will not utter a word about it. So here rapapa, if you're holding cheshbon with all their names, Rapapa says, how come relay le mafkina chusa? So even though Rapapa earlier says, no, maybe it's not really what he meant, but here they said, we're not going to utter a word. So if they said, we're not going to utter a word, so for sure, it's not going to be considered a macha. But Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, who's Rapapa's Baal Plukta throughout Shas, he's chaylik over here, and he said, no, I disagree. I hold even here it's considered a macha. Why? So he said the following well-known principle. Kol milsa delei ram yoled de inish amalov alev adayte. Anytime a person says that he's going to do something or is not going to do something, but it's not something really that he has to do or doesn't have to do. It's le ram yoled de inish. It's not something that he necessarily has an obligation to do. He just volunteered. So sometimes amalov, he'll go against what it is he said, let's say he's not going to say, because he pashit forgot. Meaning, these people had a right to repeat the macha. They offered to never repeat it. That's something that they volunteered. The Ma'arit didn't say don't repeat it. They said we're not going to repeat it. In fact, they said it with the Sharfalosh and Le'mafkin and Chusa. But being that really, if they want to repeat it, they could, they just said they won't. So it falls into the category of a Milsa de Le'ram Yoled, the Inish, and something like that is Lava Daite. Thus, even though they said they're not going to say it, we assume that maybe they will say it, and that's why Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, even in this case, it's going to be considered a macha. Zokti Gemara Vayta. More on the topic of macha shaloi b'fanav. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman, macha shaloi b'fanav, have your macha. So, big discussion in yesterday's daf, said Rav, quoting Rav Nachman, that a macha shaloi b'fanav is considered a macha, says the Gemara. Isve Rava the Rav Nachman. But Rava, although he said over the Salach in the name of Rav Nachman, he asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. And his Kasha was from Unzer Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Rav Yehuda Le'am Rushal Rishonim El Gedei She'e Baspanya. Rav Yehuda had a Chiddush in his understanding of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. A Chiddush that the Rashbam mentioned in the Mishnah. The Rashbam chazes it over right here on our Gemara. We went through it already yesterday. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda said that the whole concept of Cheskas Gimel Shonim is Kidesh Yehe Baspanya. It's the Bavarn, a person that's really far away from Eretz Yisrael. How far away? He's even in Aspanya. V'yachzik Shana. And when he was away, the machzik could have been machzik in his field for a year. And then people will need a year to go travel to let him know about what happened. And he'll have a year to be able to come and be able to be machzik. That's Shitas Rab Yehuda in the Mishnah. What's Rav's Kasha to Rav Nachman? From Rab Yehuda you see that macha shalei b'fanov loy have your macha. Why? Because if you're going to tell me the Rabbi Yehuda holds Machash Shalei B'Fanav is Macha, why does he himself have to come back? Meaning, if you look carefully at the language of the Mishnah, we talked about this yesterday, what does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda says, why 3 years? He's in Aspamya. Yachzik Shana, V'yelchu V'yoydiyu Shana, and here's the punchline, V'yodoy L'shana Acheres, and he himself is going to travel a year to come, and be Michael. Why does he himself have to come? He's in Aspamya. It seems like he's living the dream. So why does he need to interrupt his summer and all of a sudden travel back? Takes him a year to get there. It doesn't seem necessary. Be Michael Shaloi Bafanov. Oh, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said, the Yavoi Lashon Acheres, Soy Soy Meres, that's a raya that Macha Shaloi Bafanov really is Loi Havya Macha. So Isve Rav the Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, how could you paskin that Macha Shaloi Bafanov Havya Macha? You see from Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that he holds that a macha shaloi b'fanav loy have your macha. So the Gemara says no. Hasam pshat in the Mishnah, and the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that you yourself have to come back, eitza toiva kamashmalon. All Rabbi Yehuda was saying was is that it probably would behoove the ma'ar to come back. It's just a good piece of advice. Why? The Nesi he should come, the Nishkalara, so that he can claim his property, Uperi and all the Peris. Meaning, if he's going to stay where he is and he's not going to come back right away, he's going to end up losing his Peris. So to prevent that from happening, we give him an Eitzah, meaning if you go after your Peris sooner than later, you have a much better chance of being able to retrieve it. If, however, you're going to wait longer, it's going to be much more difficult. So again, Rava said over in the name of Rav Nachman that Macha Shaloi B'Fanav Havi Macha. Rava asked the Kasha and Rav Nachman, how does it stim with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who seems to hold that a macha shaloi b'fanav loy havi macha? And Rav Nachman answered that no, there's no raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Eitza toiva kamashmalan. Zok to Gemara, an observation. Midakamoysef lei Rava the Rav Nachman. From the fact that Rava asked on Rav Nachman, meaning after Rav Nachman said macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha, Rava asked the kasha to Rav Nachman, Mechlau de Leisvirle, the Macha Shalei B'Fanav Havi Macha. So it certainly sounds like that Rava is not of the opinion that Macha Shalei B'Fanav Havi Macha. In other words, it sounds like Rava holds that Macha Shalei B'Fanav Lo Havi Macha, right? Rav Nachman said Macha Shalei B'Fanav Havi Macha. Rava asked the Kasha on Rav Nachman from the Mishnah. What does it sound like? Rava must hold Macha Shalei B'Fanav What's the Gemara's kashav? Amar Rava. Rava himself said at the end of yesterday's daf, Macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha. So at the end of yesterday's daf, Amar Rava. Rava said hilchas ein machzikim menichse bereyach u'macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha. So how could it be that Rava's fighting with Rav Nachman in our sugya, who holds that Macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha, when Rava himself paskin in yesterday's daf that Macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha? And for the Gemara, you have to say, Basit d'shama mirav Nachman Savra. Meaning, these two Gemaras didn't happen in the same minute. First, this exchange happened. Which exchange? Today's daf, where Rav and Rav Nachman had a conversation, they had a debate, they had a shakla v'taya with regards to Macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha, loy havi macha. Rav Nachman said Macha shaloi b'fanav havi macha. Rav's muskul rishon was that Macha shaloi b'fanav loy havi macha. But after Rav Nachman answered Rav's kasha, Rav came around and he realized that Rav Nachman was really right, and it's for that reason that he paskin in yesterday's daf, that Macha Shaloi B'Fanav Havi Macha. So this is a little bit Ein Muktum U'Mu'ucher Batayra. Daf Lamites, really happened before Daf Lamed Ches, chronologically. And when Rav Paskin, Macha Shalei Befanov, Havi Macha, he was doing so after he had already heard what Rav Nachman held on this topic. One Rashbam that's just worth highlighting, because we made such a big deal about this in yesterday's Daf. So Rava says over in the name of Rav Nachman, Macha Shaloi Befanov Havi Macha. And then Rava asks on Rav Nachman, how could you say Macha Shaloi Befanov Havi Macha? From Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, you see Macha Shaloi Befanov Loi Havi Macha. Freak the Rashbam. Rabbi Yehuda is only one of the two opinions mentioned in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama in the Mishnah held Shaloi Sharotzois Lechazaka. Now, the Gemara in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph had a little bit of a discussion what exactly the opinion of the Tanakhama is, but the Gemara concluded Amar Abba Bar Mamal Amar Rav La'olam Kasav and Macha Shalei Befanav Havi Macha, that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds that Macha Shalei Befanav Havi Macha. Meaning, even if Rava was correct in his understanding of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Macha Shaloi Befanov Loi Havi Macha, but the Tanakhama clearly holds that Macha Shaloi Befanov Havi Macha. If that's the case, Freik the Rashbam, Rava's asking on Rav Nachman from Rabbi Yehuda? Adir Abba, bring a raya to Rav Nachman from the Tanakhama. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda feels like the Das Yochid. The Tanakhama sounds like probably the Chachamim. Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So what's Rava challenging Rav Nachman's halacha from Rabbi Yehuda? If anything, our Mishnah would seem to support what Rav Nachman said. Where do you see that? The sheet of the Tanakhama, the sheet of the Chachamim. And the Rashbam gives a cryptic answer. The Rashbam says you have to say that Rava understood the Tanakhama not the way Rav understood the Tanakhama. Rav understood the Tanakhama that the Tanakhama holds Macha Shaloi Befanov Havi Macha. Rava didn't understand the Tanakhama in that way. He had a different understanding of the Tanakhama. In his understanding of the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama holds Macha Shaloi Befanov Loi Havi Macha. Now, what exactly is that understanding? So you'd have to roll your sleeves up and revisit Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. But the point is that Enochinami, Zokter Rashbam, the way we came out in yesterday's Daf in the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama holds Macha Shaloi Befanov Havi Macha, then Rava's Kasha from Rabbi Yehuda is a little interesting, because why are you asking from Rabbi Yehuda? Other Rabbah, there's a Raya from the Chacham. It must be Rava held that even the Tanakhama could be understood that Macha Shaloi Befanov Loi Havi Macha, and being that he felt that it was very meduyik in Rabbi Yehuda, the Yavoi, that Macha Shaloi Befanov Loi Havi Macha, so it's probably the way the Tanakhama understood it as well. Thus his Kasha, Rav Nachman answered him, it's a Toivah Kamash Malon, and Rava liked Rav Nachman's Teret so much that in yesterday's Daf, he actually paskin like Rav Nachman, that Macha Shaloi Befanov Havi Macha. Zok the Gemara, Ashkechinu, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, the Talmid of the Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina met the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lahu, he told them, me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Macha Bekama, did Rabbi Yochanan ever discuss? If a person's going to make a Macha, so presumably it has to be at least in front of two people, you would think that if there's ever going to be a Din Torah, you're dealing with Dinei Mamonis, a person, if he wants to prove that he made a Macha, he would need, at the very least, Eidim, two Eidim to corroborate what he claims he did. But maybe you need even more than two people. I don't know. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina met the Talmidim of the great Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, tell me, did you ever hear from the Rebbe? Macha Bekama, how many people does a Macha have to be made in front of? Now, are we talking about a Macha Befanov? Are we talking about a Macha Shalei Befanov? So from the Gemara right now, it's not evident one way or the other. As we go through the Gemara, it'll be a little bit clearer. But regardless, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Abba, who's one of the famous Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, underrated, he said, Macha Bifnei Shnayim. Yeah, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. A Macha has to be made in front of two people. Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo, who also used to say over a lot of Torah in the name Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Macha Bifnei Shlosh Shnot, that a Macha has to be in front of three people. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina asked Talmid Rabbi Yochanan, what did the Rebbe say? And he got two different conflicting reports. Rabbi said Rabbi Yochanan said Machab ifnei shnayim. Rabbi Vo said name Rabbi Yochanan Machab ifnei shloish. It says the Gemara lema, but the Rabbi Barafunu come before. It would seem at first glance maybe that the machloikis where the macha has to be in front of two mach, where the macha has to be in front of three, is really in something Rabbi Barafunu said. Omer Rabbi Barafunu, because Rabbi Barafunu said, and he didn't just say it, he famously said it. Kol milsa de misamra ba'apei tlosa. Anything that's said in front of three people, less b'mishum lishna bisha. There is no iser lashon hara. Now, what exactly does this mean? Is a major debate amongst the Rishonim, and it's going to be the topic of the raid. But for now, being that we're learning Bava Basra, and Bava Basra you learn with the Rashbam, so we'll explain the Gemara the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara. And that is, that in the event that somebody says Lashon Hara about somebody else, and he says it in front of three people, if you're one of the three people that heard it, you have a right to go tell the person that this person spoke Lashon Hara about, that you should know Pliny just said Lashon Hara about you. He said in front of three people, I'm letting you know what he said. Ordinarily, that would be not just Lashon Hara, that would be Rechilos. But at the same time, being that it was said in front of three people, now, at first glance, it seems like one of the greatest Chedushim of all time, but there's a Svara behind it. The Svara is that once you say something to three people, it's already Avida de Gluye. It's just a matter of time before everyone's going to know about it. And being that everyone is going to eventually know about this thing, so it's for that reason, if you go and you spread it, you're not really doing anything. And it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Again, a lot more about this in the raid. But the bottom line is, this was Rabbi Bar Avuna's Chiddush. Kol milsa de mes'amra ba'apei klasa, les b'mishum lishnabisha. What's the principle that you see from here? The principle that the Gemara is going to extrapolate and now apply it to the world of Cheskes Habatim. That once three people know about something, it's already avida de gluye. The word is out and it's going to be very hard to put the cat back in the bag. It's something that is already out there. It says the Gemara, mando amma bifnei shnayim, the mandama that says, macha bifnei shnayim lesle de Rabbi Bar Avuna. Could be he didn't hold of Rabbi Bar Avuna. Meaning he holds that word could spread even if it's not said in front of three people, even if it's said only in front of two people. And that's why he holds macha bifnei shnayim. Umand amma bifnei gimel, the mandama that says bifnei gimel, this lady Rabbi Bar Avuna. He holds like Rabbi Bar Avuna. He holds that in order for word to spread, it has to be said in front of three people. And that's why he holds macha bifnei shlosha. Now, just to explain this a little bit better, the way the Gemara is understanding now, the machloikis, it's talking l'chura about a macha shaloi b'fanav. A macha shaloi b'fanav is not being told to the machzik. As a result, there's no guarantee the machzik's going to know about it. What's the teretz? We know the teretz. Chavre chavre isle, v'chavre d'chavre chavre isle. But the question is, how many people do you have to tell it to in order to ascertain chavre chavre isle? I mean, you tell it to one person, I don't know if that one person is necessarily going to repeat it. You tell it to two people, now the chances just increased a little bit. You tell it to three people, now we're talking, right? Literally. Says the Gemara, it could be that this is the Nakuda Samachloikis. Is it when two people know about something that you know the word's going to get out? Or do you need three people to know about it? Rabbi Bar Avuna said three. He said it in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Abizok de Gemara, Luchura, Yesh Loima, this Machloikis of Macha, Shaloi Befon of Bifne Shnayim, or Macha, Shaloi Befon of Bifne Shloish, is telling Rabbi Bar Avuna's Halacha. If you hold like Rabbi Bar Avuna, then in Lashon Hara, three people would have to know it in order for it to be considered, quote unquote, Ba'apei Klosa, in order for it to be Lespa Mishum Lishnabisha, whatever that even means. So then here too, Machosh Lebefana would have to be in front of three people. If, however, you're Chaylik, I don't know, maybe two people would be enough. And the Gemara says, maybe that's the Machloikis, but the Gemara says, it's not Muchat. Kuliyam, I can tell you, Islu de Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Bar Avuna's halacha is universally accepted. You find it in other areas. So it's not mistaber to say that the Machloikis amongst the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan was in that point. Meaning everybody holds like Rabbi Bar Avuna. That when is there a Gilui Milsa? When three people know about it. Okay. Over here is as follows. That says, in front of two people, he holds that a macha shalei b'fanav is not a macha. Macha has to be in front of the machzik. So when you're moicha, you never have to be thinking, how do I ascertain for sure that the word is going to be delivered to the machzik? Because macha is b'fanav anyways. Now, why do you need b'fnei shnayim? Because you need eight of them to be able to prove that it actually took place. But you don't need more than that. The man that says it has to be in front of three people. He holds that a macha shalei b'fanav is a macha. And being that a macha shalei b'fanav is a macha, so when you make a macha, you have to bavarn that maybe the machzik's never going to hear about it. How do you know he's going to hear about it? Chavre chavre isle. How many people do you need for that? You need three, because everybody really holds of Rabbi Bar Avuna. So it's not muchach that the machloikis is Do we agree with Rabbi Bar Avuna? Do we disagree with Rabbi Bar Avuna? Everybody agrees with Rabbi Bar Avuna. And to the extent you can make a macho shalei b'fon of that macho would have to be in front of Gimel. What's the machloikis? Does a macho have to be b'fon of, or could it taka be shalei b'fon of? If a macho could be shalei b'fon of, you'd need three. If the macho has to be b'fon of, there's no reason to have three. Two for sure would be. Why do you need two? Because you need eight. But you wouldn't need more than two. Iba Yisayim the Gemara says a third possibility is the kuli al macho shalei b'fon of having macho. Maybe everybody holds that a macho shalei b'fon of is a macho. Okay, so based on that, you would think you need three, right? But it could be the machlokes over here is as false. That says that it only has to be in front of two people. He holds all you need is Eidim. Umanda Amma Bifnei Gimel, and the Manda that says, no, it has to be in front of three people. Kasavar Gilui Milsa Be'inon, it's not enough that you have Sadusa, you actually have to have a Gilui Milsa. So what does this mean? So I think it's Kedai to read the Rashbam inside. Rashbam Dibra Maschel, the Hocha Bahoka Miflagi. Manda Amar Bifnei Shnaim Kasavar Sadusa Be'inon. Zok the Rashbam. The Dai Lonu Bishnei Eidim, Sheyoidu, Shemichoze Betoich Gimel. The Myove Yadover La Oznov, Yavoi. The me'acha sheyucha lovei la'aznav shal machzik b'shum inyan ba'olam havi macha. The man doma that holds b'fnei beis holds that even a macha shaloi b'fanav doesn't have to be done in front of three people. And the reason is because you don't need a guarantee that the machzik's going to hear about it. You just need a possibility that the machzik's going to hear about it. The loichayish, the only thing he's worried about is shelo yisra behem lechasis hadavar. I mean, if the ma'arer tells the chevra, I don't want you to talk about it, like we saw in Amud Aleph, that's when it's going to be an issue. And says the Rashbam, here's the punchline, the kivan delishna bishaleka b'macha, because being that this macha doesn't involve lashon hara, shema elu me'atzman yelchav yagidu l'machzik, oyoyimru l'achayrim. When do you need it to be in front of three people in order to assume that the word is out? Says the Rashbam, that's if what you're saying is Lashon Hara. If what you're saying is Lashon Hara, then I don't know if anyone's going to say it. If you say it to three people, the word's going to get out. Which, by the way, why? Why are the three people not being careful in Lashon Hara? The Gemara says, Kulon Bavak Lashon Hara, but the bottom line is that when it's Lashon Hara, so then we assume the only time the word's going to get out is if it's in front of three people. But being that over here it's not Lashon Hara anyways, if you say it in front of two people, so there's at least a possibility that the word's going to get out, and that possibility that the word's going to get out is enough for you to satisfy your macha. Whereas the other mandama holds that, no, even here you need a proper Gilui Milsa, and being that you need a proper Gilui Milsa, doing it in front of two people is not going to be enough. This Rashbam's a little bit of a hard Rashbam. Seems to be saying two different svaras. On the one hand, he's saying a svara, you don't need it to be a guarantee. It's enough that there's a possibility. He also seems to be emphasizing that this that you find api tlasa, that's in Hilchas Lashon Hara, because what you're saying is Lashon Hara. Over here, it's not Lashon Hara. Now, one other thing that the Rashbam talks about earlier on the Amid, which plays into this Rashbam here, is Rashbam seems to be taking for granted that if someone's ma'arer, that someone's in his field, for you to repeat that error is not Lashon Hara. Why is it so pasha that it's not Lashon Hara? Maybe it is Lashon Hara. What did the guy say? That someone is a gazlan. This person is mamash living in my house. I don't know. It sounds to me like Ein Lecha Lashon Hara Gedoyla Mizu. What's so pasha to the Rashbam that this is not Lashon Hara? So Rashbam brings that the truth is his Rebbe is all held that as it relates to a macha and repeating a macha, really it is Lashon Hara. When I said the Rashbam is chayla, because the Rashbam holds that who said the ma'ar is really telling the truth? I don't know, maybe this person is living in his own field. So if we establish firmly that the person's a gazlan, that's when it becomes Lashon Hara. But just because somebody was ma'ar, I don't know if that necessarily means that he's telling the truth, and therefore it's lav dafka Lashon Hara, so it's an interesting Lashon Hara discussion regardless. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Gidol Bar Manyumi, another Cheskes Abatim story, so Cheskes Abatim is flooded with stories. So Gidol Bar Manyumi, Havalei Machiusa Lemchuya, he had to be Moicha, meaning there was somebody that was living on his property, and he needed to be Moicha. Ashkechin ulerav Huna ulechia barav ulerav Chilkiya bartuvi Tavi Yasvi. So he met these three Amoiron, Rav Huna, Chia Barav, that's Rav's son, and Rav Chilkiya bartuvi. They were sitting umacha kamayu, and he was meicha in front of them. Now it sounds a little bit from here like macha has to be in front of three people, but the Rashbam says you can't prove anything from here because maybe punk there were three people that he was meicha in front of. It doesn't say that he went to convene a bezdin and then be moicha. Maybe just happened to have been that way. Regardless of Shana, the following year, so it seems he was moicha, but the squatters continued squatting. a year passed, and at the end of that following year, Hadar Asalim Chuya, he came again to be Moicha. Amru Leisna, they told him, Leitzriches, you don't have to be Moicha a second time. Hachi Amar Rav, Rav said, Kivan Shemicha Shana Rishayna, Shuvayni Tzarech Lemchais. And they said in the name of Rav, Rav said that once you're Moicha Shana Rishayna, you don't have to be Moicha every year. Meaning, you were Moicha once, you have to be Moicha again. Ikadami, some say, Amru Leichia by Rav, it wasn't that they said it in the name of Rav, but Chiba Rav, who was one of the three participants, he was the one that said that Kivan Shemicha Shana Rishayna, once you're Moicha the first year, Shuvayni Tzarech Lemchais, at that point, you don't have to be Moicha anymore, says the Gemara. Stating that, meaning, even though the Amiram said that you don't have to be Moicha every year, you're Moicha, you're good to go. But Amru Ishlakish Mishon Bar Kapara, but Ishlakish in the name of Bar Kapara, Tzarech limchais besoif kol gil v'gimol. So you don't have to be moicha every year, but you can't let 3 years pass without a macha. If 3 years are going to pass without a macha, at that point, it's going to be an issue. What's the svara? So pashut the svara is because cheskes gimel shanim is predicated on what? A person watches a shtar for a year, 2 years, up to 3 years, but more than 3 years not. So when you're moicha, so now the meter starts ticking all over again. So you know that you have to watch your shtar, but more than 3 years, I don't watch my shtar. So every 3 years, I'll kaponim, you have to be moicha. You don't have to be moicha besoif kol shana, but besoif kol gimel, you would have to be moicha. This is something Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara. So the Gemara says, toy by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard what Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, and it's gewundert. He was taken aback. He said, v'chi gazlin yeshloi chazaka. He says, I understand, this person, the squatter, is a gazlin. If he's a gazlin, then how could he have a chazaka? Now what confirmed him as a goslin, ostensibly the error. So once we establish that he's a goslin, so how could you make a chazaka? At this point, he's ois cheskes gimel shanim. So Rabbi Yochanan said to me, you're moicha one time. Once you're moicha, the guy's a goslin. Once he's a goslin, you can't make a chazaka in something that you stole. So the Gemara just interrupts for a second and says, goslin sol kadaitach? Just because somebody's ma'ar doesn't confirm this person as a goslin. Mar says, you're right, el ki goslin. Meaning, we suspect him that he might be a goslin, right? And to the extent that people are being choish at you as a goslin, here's the punchline, you know you have to watch your shtar, because you know you're a little bit on shaky ground here. And if that's the case, you should not be able to have a cheskes gimel shanim. So toy by Rabbi Yochanan was taken aback, and he said, ki goslin yechlei chazaka, someone that we're suspecting of being a goslin should be able to make a chazaka. In other words, once you're moicha once, I don't think you have to be moicha again. And even if 3 years pass, what are you going to say? Oh, 3 years, you know, I didn't know I couldn't watch my shtar anymore. No, you need to watch your shtar forever. Because if you know we're choshe that you're a gazlin, so you better have that shtar handily. And if you don't have that shtar, there's a race of achvi shtarcha, even if it's 10 years later. That's the Gemara stating all the aforementioned. Oh, my Rava said, Hilchasa tzarech limchais besoif kol gimel v'gimel. Meaning, as much as toiba Rabbi Yochanan tzich gewundert, he didn't really understand this halacha, but bottom line is, the halacha is like Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara. So you don't have to be Moicha every year, but you can't let 3 years go without being Moicha. Tani Bar Kapara, one last halacha that Bar Kapara said, Irr, Chazav Irr. Let's say a person was Ma'ar. Okay, so every 3 years you're being Ma'ar. Im Machmas Tainim Rishayna Irr, in Loi Chazaka. If your Irr is always the same Taina, the way the Rashbam explains it, the first era was, you're a goslin. The second era was, you're a goslin. The third era was, you're a goslin. So then we're good. Let's say the first time the person was ma'arer, he said, you're a goslin. And then the second time he was ma'arer, he said that it's a mashkanta de sura. And then the third time he was ma'arer, he said, you're my oris. So if the era was a different era, then we negate all the erurim, and a gloy muslim afraid that this person's going to end up having a chazaka. So you have to be consistent. Right? This is my story and I'm sticking to it. But if you deviate from your story, and the first time you're moichi, you say this, and the second time you're moichi, you say that, well, then it sounds like you're the dreikup, and it sounds like you're the guy who's not being honest, and it's for that reason your macha is not a macha. If this person's been there for 3 years, and your macha is not a macha, it's as if he has a cheskes gimel shanim without a macha. A cheskes gimel shanim without a macha is going to be a proper chazak. Incidentally, the Rashbam adds that this is not only true if you're being moicha in different intervals of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But even if you were Moicha, let's say, 3 times during a 3-year period, and every time you were Moicha a little bit differently. So we negate everything, right? And to be clear, it's not just the second Macha that we knock out. All the Machais, the Gloy Muslim Afreya, we don't trust a word you said. So as a result, all the Machais are gone, so you would be able to establish you, the Machzik, a regular Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Either way. So today's daf, Bava Basra Daf Lamites, is obviously an important daf in Hilchas Cheska Sabbatim. But it's also an important daf in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Specifically because of one line. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Kol Milsa, De Misamri Ba'apa Tlasa, Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. This one line is also a one line in Masechtas Erechin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Now Erechin Daf Tes Zayin is the place in Shas where the Gemara goes through Hilchas Lashon Hara. Over here, we're quoting what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said over there because it has a tushtel to the sugya of Machash Eloi Bavana. But Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said a very important chiddush in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Kol Milsa De Misamra Ba'ape Tlasa Les Ba Mishum Lishna Misha. The question is, what does that even mean? Now, when we learned the Gemara, because we're learning Bava Basra, we spoke out the Rashbam's Pshat, as if it's the Pasha Pshat. But the truth is that there are five different Pshatim in the Rishayim as it relates to understanding what this means. And the Chafetz Chaim, in the beginning of Klal Beis, in a very, very, very long shtickle of Ber Mayim Chaim, he goes through these five shittas. So just to be poiseach, I think it's kedai to mention the five different shittas that the Chafetz Chaim was malakit. The first shita is the shita of the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says as follows, that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, and he says Lashon Hara about someone in front of three people, if you're one of those three people, you have a right to go to the person that the Lashon Hara was spoken about and repeat him what it is that you heard. So Reuven, in front of three people, is speaking Lashon Hara about Shimon. So the people that heard the Lashon Hara can go tell Shimon, you know what Reuven said about you? He threw you under the bus, Shinahide. You can't imagine what it is he said. Now, really, most days of the week, that would be Lashon Hara. It would be even worse than that. It would be Rechilas. But being that it was said by Api Tlasa, so the halacha is that if you wanted to go ahead and do that, that is something that you would be allowed to do. What's it predicated on? Because it was already said in front of three people. And if it was said in front of three people, word is out. And as a result, the Isra Lashon Hara, and even better, the Isra Rechilas, is not going to apply. If you take a look at Tosfos on Daf Lamites on the Beis, Tosfos has a different pshat in what Ba'ape Tlasa means. And if you have never seen this Tosfos, this might sound like the biggest chiddush you ever heard in your whole life. Definitely in the conversation. Tosfos is Dibra Mascha Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. It's the second Tosfos on the top of the Yomit. Says Tosfos, Pirish, what does it mean, Kol Milsa de Misamri Ba'apit Tlasa, Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha? What it means is, Lo Oysoy Sha Oymer Lifnei Gimel. Here's the Maisa, you can't even say it with a straight face. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, right? But if you say it in front of three people, then you can speak Lashon Hara. You can't say Lashon Hara if you're just saying Lashon Hara in a vacuum. But if you're going to say the Lashon Hara in front of three people, so then already, if you want to speak the Lashon Hara, that's something that you're going to be allowed to do. Now, first glance, it sounds like what Tosfos holds is you're allowed to say Lashon Hara as long as you're saying it berabim. So if you say betzinosh delay, bechadre chadorim aser. But to say Lashon Hara ba'apei tlasa, that's something you're allowed to do. And it's really, really shvek to understand. What would that even mean? And how does the svar of Api Tlasa play into that, right? Api Tlasa just means that it's Havida L'Gluye. Okay, so if something was already said by Api Tlasa, you want to tell me now you're allowed to repeat it? I hear it a little bit. But here you're the one that's saying it by Api Tlasa. How's that possible? Now, Tosfos was taking Rabbi Baruch Huna's words very literally. Kol Milsa da Misamri b'Api Tlasa, Les Mishul Lishna Bishav. You're the one who says about Api Tlasa. But there has to be some svar, right? There has to be some logic behind it. So the Chafetz Chaim and Ber Mayim Chaim is very, very meirich to explain this Tosfos. And he says, really, the only way to understand this Tosfos is if you take a look at another Tosfos. And this Tosfos is in Masechtas Erech and Daf Tezvav Amidbeis, in the Sugyas of Lashon Hara. It's on the same Gemara, Kol Milsa Demes Amre Ba'api Tlasa Les Bamishum Lishna Bisha. Tosfos says the same pshat, but he says it b'shinui k'tzas. And that shinui makes a world of a difference. And the Chafetz Chaim says, even though it's not muchach that the two Tosfoses are the same Tosfos, but l'chura, it is the same Tosfos. And if you take a look at that Tosfos, says the Chafetz Chaim, you'll know what's going on over here. So Tosfos over there says as follows. Tosfos says that we're talking about a person that wants to say over something, which is something that could be interpreted as Lashon Hara, and it could be not interpreted as Lashon Hara. Meaning it's like some questionable form of Lashon Hara. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say in the world of Lashon Hara something that could be interpreted as Lashon Hara. If, however, you say it in front of three people, then it's going to be okay. And the reason is, says the Chafetz Chaim, a Gishmak Esvara, because if you say it in front of three people, you know that what you say is going to get out. And as a result, you're going to be careful that it shouldn't come across as Lashon Hara. Meaning sometimes whether it's perceived as Lashon Hara or not, and really, whether it is Lashon Hara or not, depends on the nuance. It depends on a facial expression. It depends on your gesticulation, on your gusto, on the hand movements, and how exactly you say it. Right? That subtlety can make the whole world of a difference. Is it Lashon Hara? Is it not Lashon Hara? So ordinarily, don't say something questionable. But if you're going to say it in front of three people, you could say it. Counterintuitive, but it makes so much sense. Because if you say it in front of three people, you know the word's going to get out, and you're not interested, assuming you don't want to speak Lashon Hara about someone, for word to get out that you just said something very not nice about that person. So to the extent that it's something questionable, then if you say it ba'apei klos, it's going to be mutter. So says the Chafetz Chaim, even though Tosfos here in Bava Basra on Lamed Tes Amud Beis did not say that, but he says it's pasha to me that Tosfos here meant what he said in Erechin Tes Vav Amud Beis, but Al Kaponim, that's the second shita. Now what's this halach of Api Tlasa, that even though there's an issa to speak Lashon Hara, can move in, but if you say it in front of three people in that instance, with the tenayim of what Tosfos says in Erechin Tes Vav Amud Beis, it's going to be mutter. The third shita is the shita Sarambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Deis, it's in Perek Zayin, it's in the middle of Halacha Heh. So the Rambam's talking about Lashon Hara and how chomer it is, and he says as follows, quote, very, very clear. V'imnemru dvarim elu b'fnei shloisha. If this Lashon Hara was said in front of three people, kfar nishma hadavar v'noida. At that point, the word is already out. V'im siper hadavar echel min ha-shloisha pam acheres. So that if one of the people now go and they repeat what it is they heard, ain by mishum lashon hara. There's no issa lashon hara. But then the Rambam throws in one little monkey wrench. He says, "V'hu shalay yischavin lahaver akol ulegaloi sayoyse." The only time this is true is if the person that's repeating it, his kavan is not to further the rumor. Meaning, the word is out. If your goal of repeating it now is you're having a conversation with somebody, Kasav Mishal's Lashon is, you say it ba'kroi ba'alma, so then says the Rambam, once three people heard about it, it's not going to be Lashon Hara. If, however, your intention is lahaver akod ulegaloi sayoyse, you want to like get it out to, so I want to help pump the rumor, I want to help get the word out, that already is going to be awesome. But the way the Rambam understood the concept of Api Tlasin is very simple. He said that once three people know about something, what's his lashon? Kfar nishma hadav avanoida. Everybody knows about it. And if everybody knows about it, so at this point, for you to repeat it, it's not lashon hara. Now, v'hu shalo yischav and laver akoy lo degaloy seyoyse. But as long as that's not your intention, at that point, it's not going to be lashon hara. The fourth pshat is Rashi. Rashi is a mesechtes erichin, and that's sogia. And Rashi says that what is the halach of apitlasa? What it means is as follows. If somebody tells you something, and that's something that he tells you is private, maybe it's not the nicest thing in the world about himself, meaning it's not such a flattering thing. So there's an issa lashon hara, it's a rechilis to go and repeat it. If, however, the person told you what he told you in front of three people, he didn't just tell it to you. He told it to you and to someone else and to someone else. Once he spoke about himself, ba'apei tlasa, it doesn't look like he cares so much if people know about it. And as a result, there's going to be no iser to go and to repeat it. So according to Rashi, this concept of apei tlasa doesn't mean you heard Lashon Hara about somebody and now you want to go ahead and repeat it because you didn't just hear it by yourself, three people heard it. No, it means that the person himself that you're going to speak Lashon Hara about told you what he told you. If he told it to you in front of three people, he's obviously not makbid. So if he's not makbid, there's no issa zok Rashi Lashon Hara for you to go ahead and repeat it. And the fifth pshat that Chofetz Chaim brings is from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that in the event that you feel as a Mara D'Asra, as a Mashkiach, as a Shiva, as a Rebbe, that you need to give Teichacha to somebody. You need to speak negatively about somebody, L'Toyeles. There's a person who's a bad influence, and you need to tell people that this person is a bad influence. You should stay away from that person. When you say that, you should say it in front of three people. Because if you say it in front of three people, then it doesn't come across as if you're speaking Lashon Hara, but rather it comes across as you're trying to get the word out. Everybody should know about it. If, however, you're going to tell it to one person, and then you're going to tell it to him privately, so it's not so clear that what you're doing now is constructive. Maybe you're just hiding, you know, behind some frumma front, but really what you're speaking is Lashon Hara, good old-fashioned Lashon Hara, and that's not okay. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's then and only then that you have the halacha ba'apitlasa. So just to make a sikkum. Kol milsa de misamri ba'apitlasa lespa mishum lishnabisha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you go through all the shittas harishonim, what you're going to see is that there are five shittas. The Rashbam says that if you're one of three people that heard Lashon Hara, you're allowed to tell it to the person that the Lashon Hara was spoken about. Tosfos says that it means l'chatchilu you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara in front of three people. How could that even be? Tosfos and Erechin, Tesvav and Mebeis explains it's talking about where it was something questionable. If it's questionable, so then we have the confidence that if you're saying it in front of three people, you'll be careful and it's not going to come across as being Lashon Hara. The Rambam says it means Pashit. It means that if three people hear about something, Kvar Nishma V'noy Da'adavar, and at that point, there's no Isser Lashon Hara. Incidentally, the Rambam's Pshat and the Rashbam's Pshat seem very similar, right? The Rashbam says that you're allowed to go tell the person that you spoke to Lashon Hara about. The Rambam says you could go tell it to somebody else. Are they saying the same thing? Now, they don't say the same thing, but would they hold of each other? Truth is, Rashbam is a bigger chiddush than the Rambam. Because to go tell someone that you know plainly spoke Lashon Hara about you, that's harber in Hilchas Lashon Hara than just telling another person about it. So Kipshuta, you would think that the Rashbam holds of the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't hold of the Rashbam necessarily. Either way, the fourth pshat is Rashi. Rashi says that if someone himself says something in front of three people, and you heard it, there's no issit to go ahead and repeat it, because this guy obviously doesn't care. And Rabbi Yonah says, it's talking about someone that's giving Teichacha L'Tayeles, you should give the Teichacha in front of three people, you should not give the Teichacha B'chadrei Chadarn. Either way, these are the five shittas. So how does it manifest L'Halacha? Meaning, what's the bottom line? And the truth is that if you think about it for a second, Ba'apei Klasa sounds like the biggest kula and really the biggest limud schos in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Because we know how chamor Lashon Hara is, but at the same time, if there's an idea of Apei Klasa, depending on which shita you go with, certainly the shita Sarambam, that once three people hear about something, at that point, kvar nishma hadava v'noida, there's no iser Lashon Hara unless your goal is to spread it. But assuming that's not the case, then there's no iser Lashon Hara, then this would seem to be a very, very big kula. And the question is, how does it play itself out, halacha l'maisa? So the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he dedicated klal sheni to the halacha of apitlasa. So klal rishon is obviously the hakdama, so to speak, of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is super chamor, this is what it is, and you have to be very, very careful. Klal beis, right out of the gate, the Chafetz Chaim said, I need to explain to you this idea of apitlasa. And the reason the Chafetz Chaim felt that he had to speak about this right away, and he's very, very mayrich, specifically in Ber Maim Chaim, he says as follows, because there are a lot of people that make a mistake. That whatever I wrote in my halachis, lav dasi chidoi, it's not some opinion of a yachid, ki im kol rishonim askim lozeh, but this is the opinion of the rishonim. And then, as promised, the Chafetz Chaim is meirich in an incredible, incredible way, going through literally our sugya. So this Ber Maim Chaim here in Klal Sheni, which is very long, is literally a pirish. If you want to learn lamites of Bava Basra Be'iyun, this is the first Maramokim to go to, because there's so much here in terms of explaining the different Shitas of Rishonim as it relates to this Memra Ba'apitlasa. But I think it's Kedai just to read a little bit of the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Sheni, not the Ber Maim Chaim, that's extra credit, but just to go through a little bit the halacha of how the Chafetz Chaim comes out as it relates to Apitlasa. It's interesting because it's very nuanced. But just to go through some of the lashonis of the Chafetz Chaim. So he begins as follows. Osel l'sapa lashon hara al chaveroi, afsha hu emes, afilu b'fnei yachid. So you're not allowed to speak lashon hara about your friend, even if it's true, even in front of one person, but kol shekein b'fnei rabban. And certainly you can't speak lashon hara about someone, even if it's true, in front of a rabban. V'kol she yisrabu hashoimim, yisraba avoy na mesaper. And really, if you speak lashon hara, The more people that hear the Lashon Hara, the bigger the Avera. Because the crime of Lashon Hara is obviously, be'ichos, qualitatively, much greater if more people know about it. Because this genus that you're saying about this person was nisparsim now in front of more people. Right? Every time you say Lashon Hara to someone, you're being machshel the shemeya with the isra of shmias Lashon Hara. So the more people you tell it to, the more people you're being machshel with the isner shmiya. Halacha base. Umashin nimtza hetib divri chazal loymer b'fnei shloisha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you're going to ask me, I just said that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara in front of a Yochid and Kol Shkein in front of a Rabbin. It's even more chomer if you speak in front of a Rabbin than if you speak in front of a Yochid. So, what do you mean? You're going to tell me there's a heter in Chazal of Ape Tlosa, which sounds like you're allowed to say b'fnei shloisha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hainu bedover sheinenu gnai gomer. It's true there is such a heter, but it's only true if the thing that you're saying is not a gnai gomer. Vadibur shalo yesh lo shnei ponim. And this that you're saying, there's two ways to interpret. The inyan kazeh, yodua, everyone knows such a thing, shatalu lefi adibur sha'imeroi samasapa beisipurai. Really, it's totally in what the person said and some of the nuance. Bezeh hitiru chazal lo imer b'fnei shloisha. In such an instance, chazal were matter to say in front of three people, v'tolu, and they made the following clear, kivan sh'oimer advarim b'fnei shloisha, being that he's saying it in front of three people, yoideya b'vadai sh'yavoyu advarim losa. It's inevitable that this person's going to hear about it. The chavra chavra isle. V'alkenu sh'oimer es atzmei b'isamiru loimer b'oifin sh'loyim minkam l'shoinu l'oshin g'nai. And that's why he's going to be very careful to say b'loshin g'nai. In other words, says the Chafetz Chaim, I just said, you can't speak Lashon Hara in front of a rabbin. Isn't there something called Api Tlasa? V'yesh Noimer, zok to Chafetz Chaim, that Api Tlasa means if it's something questionable, then you can say it Api Tlasa. Because then we're confident you're not going to say it B'Lashon G'nai. But stop to speak Lashon Hara Api Tlasa, that's not okay. Now, what was the Chafetz Chaim's kasha? You should be able to speak Lashon Hara in front of a rabbin. Isn't there a din B'Api Tlasa? It's Shitas Toisvis. In Bava Basra, Lamatas Amabez, that holds that the din Api Tlosa is a din that you're allowed to speak Lechatchila Lashon Hara B'Api Tlosa. What's the Chafetz Chaim's teretz? Meaning, why is that not a real teretz? Toisvis and Erech and Daf Tes Vav Amabez. Because although it's true from Toisvis and Ar Sugi, it sounds like you're allowed to always speak Lashon Hara in front of three people, but really, Toisvis and Erech clarified a little bit better, and what Toisvis and Erech says makes sense. What Toisvis and Bava Basra says is Sarech Iyun Godel Vashem Yar Einai, and as a result, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Ber Mayim Chaim, it's poshnit that Toisvis and Erech was explaining Toisvis and Bava Basra, and that's the way the Chafetz Chaim begins his cloud base. Meaning, I know there's a Shitas HaToisvis out there, and maybe you would want to be soimich on that and be allowed to speak Lashon Hara in front of a rabbin. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, that's not the case. Chafetz Chaim continues, Halacha Gimel. Yesh Oimer. There are those that say, Din echad tzipa gnus al chaver b'fnei shloish, that if somebody speaks gnus al chaver in front of three people, after hu over bevad el isa lashon hara u kan iskal il, even though it's poshut that this person is being over the isa lashon hara, afal pikein, im echad mea shloisha shesham adover ze, siper acha kach lacherim, loy over bezel isa lashon hara. If somebody speaks lashon hara in front of three people, if one of the three people goes and repeats what he heard, he's not over the isa lashon hara mitam. The kivin the shloisha yoyda mizeh, me meilok farnish Mahadova, the noida la coil, the chavra chavra islay, ubedover, her osu, his galois, like osra hatoira, mishum lashon hara. So says the Chafetz Chaim, there's a yesh oimrim that holds that if someone spoke lashon hara, wasn't allowed to, but he spoke lashon hara and he spoke in front of three people, if you're one of the three people that heard it, you would be allowed to go now and repeat it. Because kvar nishma hadova v'noida, and as a result, there's not going to be an isser. Who's this yesh oimrim? It's the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Deis. This was the Rambam's understanding of Ba'ape Tlasa. The Chafetz Chaim brings the Rambam. He brings it as a Yeshayimer. Then he says, V'davke l'sapir b'derech ha'kroi. The only time it's mutter, this Ape Tlasa, this Shitas HaRambam, is if it's b'derech ha'kroi. Avoloi shen yischavin lahavir ha'koil u'legaloi sa yoyser. But what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to be mechavin legaloi sa yoyser. The Chafetz Chaim goes weiter and he says, "V'yesh oimrim oid da afilu b'derech akroy enei muter rak im niskalgul zeho inyan derech aga b'toich diburay." Another caveat that the only time it could be it's muter is if You mention it b'derech agav. Avoloshe yichavim l'sapezel inyan levat. Like, you can't call your friend and say, you're not going to believe this piece of information I just heard. If you're having a conversation and it comes up b'derech akroi, it's very hard to define what derech akroi means. But if it happens in that way, maybe then it's going to be mutter. But the bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Shintas HaRambam, and he brings it as a yeshayimim. And then he goes ahead, and he makes a whole bunch of qualifications. Kedarkei b'kodesh. Now, if you count them up, they're all very short. He says that really, in summation, five pratim you have to be sensitive to if you're even going to go down the Rambam road. Number one, what the Rambam himself says. You have to make sure that your kavanah is not to be mefarsamet. But if your kavanah is the galoisoy, the farsamay yoiser, what the Kesef Mishnah says, it has to be b'derech hakroy, it's then and only then you can be soymech on the Rambam. Another thing that Chafetz Chaim says is, you have to be one of the three people that heard it. Meaning, what if somebody comes over to you and he tells you, you know, I just heard a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. It's like, okay, I'm not really supposed to hear this. He says, no, I heard in front of three people. And the Rambam says that if it's ba'api t'losa, there's no Lashon Hara. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you don't have the Rambam. Because you can't trust the person when he tells you that he heard ba'api t'losa. So if you know yourself it was ba'api t'losa, meaning you're one of the three people, then yeah. But if you're coming on to the Mesaper to believe that it was ba'api t'losa, he has no nemonis to say it was ba'api t'losa. If you look at the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, he has a whole arichas. It gets involved in some of the real lomdish sugyas. But the bottom line is, it says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to know bebriris that it was ba'api t'losa. If you don't know bebriris that it was ba'api t'losa, you don't have the heter ba'api t'losa. Chafetz Chaim says another caveat. What would be if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, ba'api t'losa, and all three of those people are Yorei Shamayim, they're all Erlich Yidin, they're all Chashav and Chashav people. So then also you don't have the heter of ba'api t'losa. And the reason is, because the whole concept of ba'api t'losa is Chavra Chavra Islay. But it really starts with three yentes, heard a piece of information, and they can't control themselves, and Mekenzich Nish Anhalten, and as a result, the next minute they're, posting it everywhere. If that's what happens, that's a problem. But if there's three Yorei Shamayim, that's already a whole different story. And as a result, in that instance, it's not a halacha you're going to have. Now, the emes is, it's a little bit of a mutcherai, what Chafetz Chaim is saying. Because we mentioned this when we went through the daf. Any three people should have a cheskes kashus, and you should assume they're not going to repeat it. The whole api klasa is predicated on, if three people hear something, one of them is guaranteed going to speak Lashon Hara. I mean, what does that say about mankind, right? I hear the Kulam Bavak Lashon Hara, the Chazal say. But, also Gemara Bava Basra, by the way. But, at the same time, if the three people are real Yorei Shemayim, the three Erlicha people, in that case, it's not going to apply. Another thing the Chafetz Chaim says is, Api Tlasa only works if it's in the same city. It has to be in the same zip code. But Betray Avra Denahara, then already you don't have Api Tlasa. That makes a lot of sense. And another thing that the Chafetz Chaim says is, what would be if a person spoke Lashon Hara, he said about Api Tlasa, but he told the guys, do me a favor, don't repeat it. I mean, I'll tell it to my three closest friends. But I'm begging you, please don't repeat it, right? So you have to assume that these three people are not going to go tell it each one to three of their closest friends, and they're actually going to listen to what this person said. And in that case, Vayter, it's not a Mils David Lagluya, you don't have the concept of Api Tlasa. But the bottom line is, and it's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Rambam, and he brings the Rambam as a Yesh Oimrim, and then he throws in all these different caveats. Now the emes is, in Be'er Ma'am Chaim, he has a whole arichas to try to understand the lomdus of the Rambam. Now what's the lomdus of the Rambam? And just think about it for a second, because this is like major in the world of Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. It's asur to say dover shel gnus about your friend. But if you have a piece of information and you know that at some point the word's going to get out, then already there's no isur. What's the pshat in that? And the Chafetz Chaim asks the kasha, and when he asks it with a mashal. He says, let's say there's 10 people that go together, they want to rob somebody's house. And one of them was the fastest, he was the chapsim, and he was able to go, and he robbed the house. You're going to say he's potter? The house was going to be robbed anyways, right? The 9 other people were going to do it. You rather were the fastest. You're the best at your trade. And as a result, you were able to do it before everybody else was able to do it. I'm glad that you're a goslin. So why, when it comes to Lashon Hara, is it different? Lashon Hara means, you know, let us speak Gnos al Chavera. Because someone else is going to say it anyways, that allows me to do it? What does that even mean? And who cares somebody else is going to say? Like, what's Pasha Pshat? Like, what is this heter b'chlal? Let's focus on the Rambam. What is the heter in the world of the Rambam of Apitlosna? So the Chafetz Chaim says a big lundus. The Chafetz Chaim says that I believe the Rambam held that the Issa Lashon Hara really is learned from Leiselach Rachel Bamecha. What's a Rachel? A Rachel is someone that peddles things. Chazal say, Hoylich Rachel, Megalisoid. A Rachel is someone who, by definition, is Megalis something that is a soid. To the extent that Kfar Nishma Hadavar Vinoida, it's not a soid. And if it's not a soid, then if you repeat it, you're not a Hoylich Rachel Megalisoid. And if that's the case, you're not included in the pasuk of lo yisnei lech rochel ba'mecha. Lo yisnei lech rochel ba'mecha is when you're megala asoy. Right, a peddler comes to town to sell you something you don't have. Something that the other guy is not selling you. That's the whole concept of a rochel. He's being mechadish something. If you're not being mechadish something, if you're not undecking asoy, then by definition you're not a rochel and you're not included in the pasuk of lo yisnei lech rochel ba'mecha. But the bottom line is, that's the shita zerabim. I'll tell you one interesting maramakim, and that is that in Parshas Kisi, so Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu right after the Chet HaEgel, he says, "Lech reid ki shicheis amcho asher helesa me'eretz Mitzrayim." So the Arachaim HaKadosh asks a bumbakasha. He says that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amud Beis that Hashem told Yeshua Ben Nun that, you know, somebody had benefit from the spoils of Yerichai. We know his name. It was Achan, right? But he didn't tell him who it was. So Yeshua Ben Nun asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one that did it? So Hashem tells Yeshua, V'chidilter ani l'cha. You expect me to speak Lashon Hara? I'm not going to tell you. It's Lashon Hara. Somebody did it. But I can't tell you who did it. But someone, you figure it out. I'm not telling you because that's Pasha Lashon Hara. Freg, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, if that's the case, how did Hashem tell Moshe, Lech Reit, Kishiches Amcha, Asher HaLesam, Eretz Mitzrayim? Lashon Hara. If Hashem didn't want to tell Yeshua Chata Achon, so why was Hashem okay telling Moshe Rabbeinu Ki Shiches Amcha? Right? Isn't that Lashon Hara in the Torah? Ki Shiches Amcha Shehelesim Eretz Mitzrayim. It's the Arachayim HaKadosh's Kasha. Says the Arachayim. I'll tell you what the Torah says. V'hein emes. In the case of Achon, Lav Dafka was ever going to be Neskala who did it. And as a result, if Hashem would have been Megala to Yeshua, it would have been Lashon Hara. Therefore, it's Lashon Hara. Masha'en came by Mitzvah Shayodavar Oymed Lehiskalois. Over here was Nadavar Oymed Lehiskalois. Beredes Moshe Menahar. It's for that reason it wasn't Lashon Hara. Because it was a Dover Oymed Lehiskalois. It feels a lot like what the Rambam's saying. It's the Rambam's apitlosna. It's already out there. And because it's already out there, therefore it's not Lashon Hara. Now, the Archaim is not so happy with this. He says, because in kol zeh, be'erech mekoyra chasidus v'tayres ha-loshin kesef nivchor loshin tzadik lo'yagri kedvar me'elo. Yeah, it's a teretz, but a person who's shoyim repivel u'shoyinoi, a person like that doesn't even speak Lashon Hara if it was said by apitlosna. And if that's the case, the Archaim still mutches and he goes ahead and he says a whole teretz ayin shon. But the bottom line is, l'chayr is coming from the Rambam. That once it's Nishma Hadaba Benoida, it's not Diltorus. It's not Lashon Hara. If it's not Lashon Hara, it's not going to be a problem. The bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim is very Meirich in this Inyan. And at the end, he says as follows. After everything I told you, they have to be very careful and you have to stay very far from this Kula. And by the way, he's talking specifically about the Rambam's Shita as it relates to the halacha of Ba'apei Tlasa. The bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim dedicated his whole Klal Sheni to this idea of Apei Tlasa, and the reason he did was is the way he says it in his own words. He says, this seems to be a tremendous kula in the world of Lashon Hara, and really the Chafetz Chaim dedicated his Klal Sheni and Hilchas Lashon Hara to debunk this kula. What's a little bit unclear from the Chafetz Chaim is he brings the Rambam as a Yesh Oimrim, I mean he has his caveats, but he brings the Rambam, but then from the end it sounds like he doesn't really want to be Soimich on the Rambam, so it's a little bit unclear. I saw some of the Mefarshnei Chafetz Chaim much a little bit to understand 100% what the Chafetz Chaim Shita was with regards to the Rambam. But the bottom line is, one thing is clear, the Chafetz Chaim, who is the Pesach Achron in Hilchis Shmiras Haloshin, felt very much that although it feels like Api Klasa is a tremendous kula in Hilchas Lashon Hara, really it's not, and his Lashon is, it's Kamat, not Shayach, to even have a real case where B'chol HaPratim, you'd be able to be Soymich on this heter of Api Klasa. A fascinating Sif Katan in the world of Lashon Hara that comes very much from today's daf. But just to end with one Dvar Agada, and that is, so we're learning Bava Basra, right? You don't expect to have the sugi of Lashon Hara tucked away in Bava Basra. But the MS is like so much that's gone on during this 14th Machzer. Nothing's a coincidence, and it seems like the daf seems to always align itself on some level with what's going on in the world. And Befrat, we're learning Shabbos' daf when we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Av, which is Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, and Mematim B'Simcha because we're Marbin Davelos of Yerushalayim. Everybody knows that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And it's Yidua that Chafetz Chaim in his farm says that although Chazal said that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, what they really meant was that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. It was Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. And if you go through the Chazals of how Chomer speaking Lashon Hara is, so you have an appreciation of what and why that would be a reason for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. But the Beis HaMikdash, the Chafetz Chaim said, was destroyed because of not Sinas Chinam, but Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. Ki'ilu, if there was Sinas Chinam, but Klai Yisrael never spoke Lashon Hara, there wouldn't have been a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, really, because of Lashon Hara. The truth is, it's a Mefurish Rashi. It's a Rashi in Perek HaNezokin, in the Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amabes. The Gemara, almost out of context, says as follows. Quote, just the Lashon HaGemara. V'hainu da'amer Rabbi Lazar. This is where Rabbi Lazar meant what he said. B'shoit Lashon Techove. The loy sira mishoid ki yavoy. The hainu the amar abalaza. The pasuk says b'shoid lashon techavoy. The loy sira mishoid ki yavoy. What does that even mean? And if you're learning Gittin on Zion, it's very much out of context. So Rashi says as follows: Ha dam rinon le'il. This that we said earlier. Shal yidei lashon hara charav abayis. That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of lashon hara. V'nergu kama revavos, and tens of thousands of yidin were killed. It's related to this pasuk. B'shoit lashon techave. If a person watches his Lashon, you don't have to be worried about the enemies coming and attacking. You want to know what you can do to be confident and to feel safe. What would lead you to that? Watch your tongue and you don't have to be afraid of the enemy coming and attacking. This is mamish davar beitai. But something very, very fascinating. But either way, this is getting on Zion of a base. If you remember the Gemaras of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, it doesn't say one time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, v'nergu kama revavos, is because of the Chet Lashon Hara. What does it say? A Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Chorba Yerushalayim, which was what? Which was Sinas Chinam. That's the whole story over there. Right? Doesn't say a word about Lashon Hara. Rashi says, Hodom Rinon Le'il, Shal Yidei Lashon Hara, Chorba Abayis, v'nergu kama revavos. When I was in Eretz Yisrael recently, so I had the privilege and the schus to visit Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. So, spent a little bit of time there, and we were talking, and he mentioned something about Lashon Hara. And he told me that it's a pella to him. He doesn't understand how people were able to be nizer in Lashon Hara before the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He says, now you have a Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so you can learn the Sefer. It's a big if. But you can learn the Sefer and being nizer in Lashon Hara. But he said, once upon a time, there was no Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he said, he Pasha doesn't know. And he said, why did the Mechaber in the Ramah not write Hilchas Lashon Hara? So the Velt says, maybe it's Hilchas Ala Mashiach, right? But it doesn't make any sense. How is it possible the Shulchan Aruch didn't write in Hilchas Lashon Hara? It's a Pliat Suma. Like, how are you supposed to know what Api Klosa was before the Chafetz Chaim wrote his Klau Beis? Like, how are you even supposed to go back? He said, it's a Pella. So he doesn't have any teretz to this. He says to him, it's a kasha she'ein olav tshuva. How was a yid and a yidina once upon a time supposed to be makbid on Lashon Hara if there was no sefer, no Shulchan Aruch to go to tell you the basic halachas? I mean, Hilchas Lashon Hara is complicated. So how are you supposed to know it if there was never a sefer? And then afterwards he said, we don't appreciate what Lashon Hara is. The ganze golus is avoiding Lashon Hara, and he says, Gibbakuk and Gittin nun Zayin Amid Beis. I didn't tell him it's a raid bite. But the bottom line is, we already spoke about this. Gittin nun Zayin Amid Beis. It's a Mefurish Rashi. Hodam Rina Le'il. Shal Yedei Loshin Ara Chorav Abayis. V'nergu Kamer Rebobis. But the bottom line is, what the Chofetz Chaim says is Mefurish Rashi. Oh, but the MS is, it's just Kedai to mention. And this is also a raid bite. We spoke about this once upon a time. But everybody knows that the Pasuk says, when the Meraglim came back, and they reported what they saw in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, "Vayifku ha'am b'alaylahu." That night, they came and gave a report during the day, and that night, Klal Yisrael cried. And the Gemara says in Soit Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, "Oy se'ayom erev Tishabav hay." The day that the Meraglim reported was erev Tishabav. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Heim bochu b'chiyah shal chinam." Klal Yisrael just cried for nothing. Vani ekfal lehem b'chiyah l'dayres. I'm going to give them a reason to cry, and they're going to have to cry for generations. And of course, we know on Tisha B'Av the five terrible things that happened. Ubereisham churban bayis rishon and churbas bayis sheni. So Meshulam David Alevi in his Pirush al Ha'Torah, he brings from Maran Agriz that the Biskurov cleared the Hakira. He said it sounds like that after the Chet of the Meraglim, it was somehow decreed that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed, right? I'll give them a reason to cry, which of course was Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the Rav cleared Azoy. He said, is Pshat in the Gemara that Avadik this, it wasn't that because of the Meraglim, it was already determined that the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. Narvas, what was the Bechil Adairis? If the Beis Hamikdash will have to be destroyed, then they're going to cry on this night. Meaning this is a night that's going to be designated L'Doiris for crying. Now, hopefully the Yidden will do the right thing. And as a result, they'll never have to cry. But if they have to cry, it's as I intim Soloimah, this is the night they're going to cry. Or maybe not, said Maran Agriz. It could be that on this night, it was already predetermined that the Beis Hamikdash was going to be destroyed. Either way, so Meshulam David Alevi said, the Hera Maran Agriz, that the Rav brought Rayas from Nach. He brought Rayas from a Pasuk in Tehillim, and he brought Rayas from a Pasuk in Yecheskel, like the second side. That because of the Chet of the Meraglim, at that point, it was predetermined that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. That means the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we know the Gemara in Yuma that says, but the Rav Sparred that really, the Churban was predetermined at the time of the story of the Meraglim. That means Churban by Yisrishin happened because of the Meraglim. What was the Chet of the Meraglim? So it was a lot of things. But what did Chazal say was the chet of the Meraglim, like Chofetz Chaim is Meirich? It was the chet of Lashon Hara. That means not only was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of Lashon Hara, but the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara as well. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, they were destroyed because of the chet of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is what caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. To learn the daf in Bava Basra that talks about Lashon Hara on the day of Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, on a day where Klal Yisrael is in a matniv of Beshoid Lashon Teichave Veloisira Mishoid Kiyavai. I mean, it's very much Davar B'Itay Matayv, and we should talk about Zoicha. You know, we once spoke out from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer said, why is it that Chodesh Av goes down as the Chodesh of all the Tzaras? So he said he believes it's because Aharon HaKohen was Niftar on Chodesh Av. And because Aharon was Niftar on Chodesh Av, right, the Pasuk says, Vayifku Oysoi Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Every single Yid cried and mourned Aharon HaKohen when Aharon HaKohen passed away. And it's Azab B'chil Udoiris, that the Yidden also would cry always on Chodesh Av. It was the Misa of Aharon HaKohen. And he said, Mashal Amad Av Adoyma, we know that when Haman made the Geirel, he was Hippopur, and it came out on Zayin Adah, he was very Besimcha. Why? Because he knew that B'Zayin Ba'adar Meis Moshe. And if Zayin Ba'adar Meis Moshe, that means it's a bad day for the Jews. Haman was right. If a tzaddik dies, a bad day for the Jews. And it's for that reason, Aharon HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av, and Rosh Chodesh Av is mematim besimcha. Klal Yisrael cried then, we cry now. Because it's a bad day for the Jews. I'm afraid to some soifa, I don't understand. We know that as much as Haman was right in Cheshbin, that if it's Meis Moshe, it's a bad thing, but he didn't know that just like B'Zayin Ba'adar Meis Moshe, B'Zayin Ba'adar Noilad Moshe. And for that reason, it was a good thing. So says the Chassam Sofer, no one was ever Megalotas when Aharon HaKohen was born. But he says, it's Pasha to me. If he was Niftar on Rosh Chodesh Av, he had to have been born on Rosh Chodesh Av. Because we know it's Mispa Yemechat Malei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Memalei Shnoisav Shel Tzadikim. The Tzadik always dies on the day that he's born. And if it was true for Moshe, it has to be true for Aharon. So afraid the Chassam Sofer, I don't understand. Why would Rosh Chodesh Av go down as a bad day for the Jews? Why? Because Rosh Chodesh Av just like Haman was making a mistake, so we're also making a mistake. It should be a good day. So why is it a bad day? Siddich Sam Soifa said a Dover Nifla. He said the reason that Klal Yisrael had the schus of Bezayim Ba'ad and Noilan Moshe, it's because Klal Yisrael in that generation, they were mechazik themselves and they shtel zich tzu to the avoida of Moshe. Who was Moshe? Moshe kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe is Rabbeinu. He's the one that taught us Torah. We know that generation, after the whole Gzeirah, they were Hodik Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish. They were Mechazik in Torah. And because they were Mechazik in Torah, they were able to tap into the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, before Klal Yisrael tapped into the Schus, before they were Hodik Kiblu, there was a Gzeirah of Lahashma Laharig. You know why? Because B'zayim ba'adar meis Moshe. And being that B'zayim ba'adar meis Moshe, so they're now subject to that and all the terrible things that come along with it. But when they shtel zich tzu to the tzaddik, so now they have a shaychus to the weight of the tzaddik, and they were able to tap into B'zayim ba'adar noilad Moshe. Said the Chassam Sofer, leider, we're living in a world now where it's meis Aharon. Aharon HaKohen's midah was oyev shalom. He was roidev shalom. He was oyev esabriyas from a karbon l'toyer. You know, I was thinking that Aharon HaKohen is the ultimate oyev shalom. He's the ultimate oyev esabriyas. So Chazal say in different places, what was Aharon HaKohen's midah? Right, what did he do? So it's a Chazal in Avos Rav Nosson, it's a Medrash, that what Aharon HaKohen used to do is, if he saw two people in a fight, say he would go over to one person, he would say, you know that person, he really likes you, he loves you, he's your best friend ever, I'm telling you, nah, he didn't mean it, it was a misunderstanding. He used his Lashon, that's the way he brought Shalom. The Midah of Aharon HaKohen was the Midah of him using his Lashon, not to speak bad about people, but to the contrary, to be an Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, to be Oyev Esabriyas from a Karban L'Torah, he did it daika with his Lashon. The problem is, the reason we can't tap into the schus of Berush Chodesh Av Noilat Aharon, says the Chassam Sofer, is because we were not Hadik Kablua yet in the Indian of Ben Adam L'Chaveira. If we were Hadik Kablua in the Indian of Adam L'Chaveira, so we would have the schus of Berush Chodesh Av Noilat Aharon. We're living in a world of Berush Chodesh Av Meis Aharon. And it's for that reason Av is a month of Mematim B'Simcha. But if we were able to be Mechazik in this Inyan, to be Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas U'Mekarmel L'Torah, not use our Lashon for Lishna Bisha, but use our Lashon to the contrary, to bring Shalom and to be Mekarav people and to be Mechazik people and to say nice things about people and to tell a Yid, a Yidvar, to put a smile on his face. He says, then we would tap into Rosh Chodesh Av Noilat Aharon. And that's why this Chodesh will be Nepach one day, Miyogay L'Sasay, Me'afeilu L'Or God, but what's it totally in? It's totally in us. It's totally in us. If we are going to be mechazik in this Indian, that's when it's going to come around. We once spoke out from one of the Talmidim of the Ksav Sofer. He said over from the Magid in Prishbarg, that the Magid in Prishbarg says that, I don't understand. He says, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 70 years later. We got back to Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's over 2,000 years. Come on, 2,000 years, and we haven't gotten to Beis HaMikdash yet. How you talking? First Beis HaMikdash, we got back 70 years later. Why are we still waiting for the second Beis HaMikdash? So this the Magid of Prishbarg said. He said, because the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Avoy Dezor Gil HaRayah Shvichas Damim. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, you need the Eibishter to be Moichel. Klai Yisrael Davin, and the Eibishter was Moichel. 70 years later, it's sealed, signed, and delivered. We got another Beis HaMikdash. He said the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Ein Yoy Makipurim Mechapa Ad Sheiratza Es Chaveroi. For that already, we need to ask Mechila. And being that for that, we need to ask Mechila. So for that, we need Mechila from us. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael, we haven't been Meichel yet. The Eibishter was Meichel us already. That's not the problem. The problem is that we weren't Meichel. And because we weren't Meichel, that's why there's no Beis HaMikdash. We should be Zoicha, Taka, to be Mechazik in this Inyan. And we should be Zoicha that this month of Av shouldn't be a month of Mematim B'Simcha. It should be a month of Marbim B'Simcha. B'Bias Girl Tzedek. B'mher B'Yomenu. Amen V'Amen.